You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to the caller edition of Help, I Suck at Dating. I'm Jared Haven. Dean Unglert is not here today because he's still on, I think, a cruise in the Galapagos. That's a fun word to say. With his fiance, Kaylin Miller Keys. That's going to be fun to say for a while. His fiance. And, you know, they just have like no Wi-Fi and the audio is terrible. So I'm going to do the callers this week. I'm very excited about it. I think Ashley's going to come in here for a second if she has some time to help me out with some of our callers. Our first caller this evening, this day, is Christy. Christy, are you there?
Hey, yeah. How are you?
I'm good, Christy. How are you? Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you. I mean, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I guess if you're calling into this podcast, you're probably not doing that well. So tell, at least in the dating sphere, what can we do for you?
Yes. So it's one of those questions I feel like probably everybody has or goes through at some point when you're dating. Because like I've been seeing this guy for a month and a half now. And like I'm super into him. And like I believe that he's like really into me too. But we haven't had that talk yet about being exclusive or not. Like, and I'm at that point where I'm like, yes, like I'm ready to settle down. Like I would love to be exclusive with this guy. But like, I just found out the other day that he matched with my friend on Hinge. And that like really bummed me out because it's like, you know, is he still super active on the apps? Or like the fact that he's active at all, like, he, I don't know, maybe he's not as into me as I am to him. And like, again, I'm like ready for a relationship. I've been like, you know, casually dating for a while now, but it's like, I don't know. He's great. So like, what do you think I should do? Like, is it too early a month and a half in to have that talk?
Hell no. Oh my God. No. A month and a half in. How many dates have you guys gone on?
Like in person, we've probably seen each other like 2 to 3 times or even like 4 times a week now, like once it got started, and like we talk all the time, you know?
So you're telling me that you on the low side, you guys have seen each other 4 times a week. You've been dating for a month and a half, which is 6 weeks. And if my math is correct, that'd be 24 times that you guys have seen each other, which means it is so not early to talk exclusivity. So my wife is here. She's going to help me answer some of these questions. So this is Christy. Christy's been seeing a guy for a month and a half. And she wants to have the exclusivity talk. Mm-hmm. She thinks, is it too early?
No.
Apparently, he's still on dating apps and just friended, just like matched with her friend.
Oh, 6 weeks is definitely not too early. I would say you could honestly have the exclusivity talk after like 6-ish dates. I don't think it's too early at all.
No, I think it's...
And him being on dating apps, he may not actually be actively using them.
He just matched with her friend on a dating app.
Oh,
so
really?
He's active.
Well, that's creepy. Well, then I think you just have to call that action out.
Yeah, call him out.
Call that out and then see how he responds. And then you can play the exclusivity talk from there.
Yeah, I hope your friend's name is Becky. So you could be like, excuse me, but do you, who is Becky with the good hair?
Jared. Is it Corey?
I mean, that's great advice. Yeah, I just call him out and I guess it'll really tell me his character. And
yeah, I mean, this guy, you've been dating for a month and a half, so it's not like you're losing a relationship of 4 years.
Yeah, like how much you really like him. Does she really like him?
Yeah. But also, if he's showcasing these red flags, he's definitely not someone that you want to be with if he's not willing to start settling down with you or be in an exclusive relationship with you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're saying it's a red flag, like a big one? How do we feel about that?
Yeah, big red flag. Like, you know the size of the flags that they bring on before an NFL game where it's like the 100 people are holding it and they run across the field and it's during the national anthem? It's like that size red flag.
Okay, well, I can just play little devil's advocate here for a second. What if she just matched with him and he was on it like a month ago and this is just a recent match because she just came across his profile?
Maybe she should message him. Maybe you should be in cahoots with a friend.
There you go. That's how you do this. See, just have her say hi. And see what he says back. If he's still talking, if he's still down to message somebody on a dating app, then he may not be into it enough to be exclusive.
Yeah, but then you'll know his true intentions.
Yeah, and that'll make you feel good. Clarity. That's what we need here.
Yeah. Great. I love it. I'm going to see if my friend will message him and then like call him out and just have it. Have that conversation.
Yeah, love it. All right, Christy, good luck.
Can you please call back? I want to hear what happens when you message him.
Yes, I will let you know if the big red flag is a big red flag or maybe, you know.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hold out.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Next up on the podcast is Bobby. Bobby, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for calling in the podcast. How can we help?
So I don't know, probably something you heard before, but I've been sort of hooking up with someone. And it's just like friends with benefits, but now I guess I'm catching feelings, and it's been going on for like 4 months. We like hook up every weekend and we agreed we're just doing, you know, we're just friends with benefits and that's it. But now I'm feeling things and I'm wondering if there's potential or if, because it started off this way, there's not, and I don't know.
What are some signs you're getting from her? Like anything? I mean, she's willing to hook up with you every week. So from my perspective, I think she's attracted to you. So there's a good foundation there. You guys seem to be friendly enough to hang out every weekend. I'm not feeling bad for you. I'm feeling like this could be something.
Yeah, it's like delicate. I don't want to, I guess if we can't be more, then I don't want to mess up what we have. And she seems to be, you know, we have a good time, we laugh. It seems like after we're like done, sometimes she stays like gradually more and more. She like hang out a little bit after for longer. And like we watched TV for a second. And she was like, "Oh, I gotta go." And I was like, "Oh, you can like chill and hang out and watch TV more." She said, "No, I gotta go." So I don't know if she had to go or if she was like, "No TV watching or something."
I think that you should just make your intentions clear, because listen, it's only gonna get worse if you're starting to develop feelings and you guys are hanging out more and hooking up more, and she's staying longer. I feel like those feelings are only gonna grow. So I feel like the best thing for you would be to make it known to this person that you don't want to just hook up anymore. You really want to start a relationship. This has happened before with me in my personal life, where before marriage, like we had similar situations. And it always happens this way. You start off and you have that conversation. Oh, we're just going to hook up. You know, we don't see each other in a relationship, but we really attracted to each other. We're both single. We both want to have fun, and it always leads to one person developing feelings, and it seems like that's happening to you, Bobby. So my biggest advice would be to let them know exactly how you feel and that you just don't want to hook up anymore, that you actually want to start a relationship. That would be my biggest piece of advice, because this person can't read your mind. So like you said, you don't want to ruin a good thing, but at the same time, it's only going to get harder and harder. So I feel like the biggest thing for you would be to let it know now before it gets even worse for you.
But how do you feel, Jared? Do you think that, I think that there's like a thing. I think that he has.
No, there could be. Chances. I mean, if she's hanging out and it's not like, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah. And, you know, absolutely. It could potentially turn into something, but you have to make that known. She can't read your mind. And, you know, it's only going to get, your feelings are only going to grow. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, our last caller is Ethan, one of my favorite names, Ethan. Hey, Ethan, how you doing?
Good, good, good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. You have one of my favorite names ever, and definitely a contender if we have a second kid, a big contender for a name.
All right. I mean, yay for me.
Yeah,
yay
Ethan.
For you guys.
So what can we do for you, buddy? What's up?
Well, you know, I'm hoping you guys can help me out. A girl I've been talking to for a couple weeks texted me the other day to say that she isn't a good person to date because she's boring and that I can find someone better than her. You know, I told her that I don't think she's boring, that I want to pursue things with her. And, you know, then as we like talk about it a little bit, she tells me that her last ex cheated on her. And she thinks that he cheated because she was boring. You know, I thought everything was going good right before this, but you know, now I'm not sure what to do because, like, if she truly thinks she's a boring person and she's pushing me away, like, that sucks. But like, I don't know. I just don't know if it's an excuse or if she's doing this because of her past and doesn't want to get hurt again. You know, so I guess. I guess that's where I'm at.
All right, Ethan, I'm going to do something that they did to Miranda in one Sex and the City episode. And she appreciated it, even though it's hard to hear. My personal take is she's just not that into you. Jared?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely could be it. Yeah, I would say I would try to make her feel that she's not boring at all and reassure her. But if she continues to go down this road of you're too good for me or I'm too boring, you can find someone better, then yeah, she either has some things that she has to deal with on her own with commitment or relationships, or she's just not that into you, both of which you probably shouldn't pursue a relationship with this person as of right now. But if you like her, of course, try to reassure her and say, hey, listen, no, I really like being with you. I want to be with you. Yeah, I don't find you boring at all. We have such great conversation, and really reassure her in a multitude of ways. But if it gets to a point of exhaustion when you're like, I mean, there's only so many ways I can reassure her that she's not boring, then of course it comes to a boiling point where you have to figure out if you actually want to pursue a relationship with this person, even though it's clear that maybe she has something going on.
Did you find this out? Did she start this conversation by you asking her out again?
No. It was like we were hanging out already in the middle. It was kind of like in the middle of a date, sort of out of the blue.
Wait. She said it in person?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, she texted me about it initially when we were like just exchanging texts. And then I like called her to follow up on it, you know? To get more details, because I was like, whoa, you know, I was really surprised, feeling like it came out of like left field. There, it wasn't, I don't know. So yeah. I don't know if like her ex like resurfaced or something and like made her feel bad about it, or she found something from him and like it reminded her that he thought she was, or she, you know, that he cheated on her and all that. So I don't know.
It's tough because I it's not that I necessarily don't believe this person. I do believe someone when they think that like, oh, you're too good for me. But at the same time, when you're in a relationship, don't you want somebody that you strive to be with? You know, it's, you don't want to settle in a relationship. So if you find someone who you truly think, hey, listen, I think you are quote unquote too good for me, then you're going to say, oh, well, I'm want to pursue you then, because this is a relationship I want to be with, because I want to be with someone who can really challenge me and who, quote unquote, I do think is better than me. Like, I think Ashley's better than me 100%, but I still married her.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the thing. Like, until she told me she thought she was boring, I thought she was really great and I wanted to pursue her. She made me excited to be with her.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was going to make me a better person in the process. And so, I don't know. I was worried it was an excuse, and it kind of sounds like that's where people are leaning, but I'll give it a try and see if I can turn it around still.
Yeah, give it a try. And if it gets too much, then of course, that's when you can start saying, hey, listen, you know, I tried to let you know exactly how I feel and reassure you, but it's obviously not working. And so there's obviously something more going on here. But Ethan, thank you so much for calling in the podcast, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. And that will do it for this week's episode, caller episode of Help I Suck at Dating. We do love your calls. Please call us. You can email us at isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com, or you can DM us on Instagram if you ever want to call in. If you have questions, we'd love to hear from you. We always love hearing from you. We really appreciate it. You can, of course, follow on Instagram, all that good stuff. Make sure you listened to this past week's episode with Dean and Kaylin, because it was pretty awesome hearing Kaylin's side of the story from the engagement that Dean finally proposed. And Kaylin even gives a little taste of some of the things that she has planned when she proposes to Dean and a timetable for that. So make sure you listen to this past week's episode and make sure you tune in next week, where hopefully we all suck just a little less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.